Let us just end the Taisvis, which is on Daf Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph, towards the end of the Taisvis. It's around 12 lines from the end. Va'osi Shaper Nami Hodam Rinen Beperk Beis Debeim. Taisvis says, with this we can understand the Gemara, the second Perek in Beim. Ameimar Shore Lemikhel Eino Afilu Beyontev Sheini Shal Reish Hashanah. A Meimer was matter to Mikhal Eino, was a type of a refuah. And he was matter, this refuah, Afilu Beyontev Sheini Shal Reish Hashanah, which means Yontev Sheini is not a sveika de yoime. It's kula kedusha achas, af al pikein, he was matter a refuah. Uporich, the Gemara asks Akashe, Va'omar Rove, Meis Beyontev Sheini is asku by Yisrael. If a person died Beyontev Sheini, is asku by Yisrael. So as covered the Brias, they permitted to be Mekaber a Meis in Yontev Sheini. Masha'en Kain Bebeye, Bebeye Shano, the Beyontev Sheini is also. So the Gemara seems to ask, so just like the Iser Beye applies Yontev Sheini, so who adin the Iser Refue should also apply Yontev Sheini. That's the Gemara's kash. Vahashtis, so now Taisvis asks, my porech mi Beye, why is the Gemara comparing Refue to Beye? Vatzolchei choyle islan lemishri tvei afilu mimeis. We are talking about different types of isurim. Tzolchei choyle is lechayre more choshuv than kvayd abriyas. The besayf mefanin oma, the Gemara says in Seif Perk mefanim, the chol tzolchei choyle nasin al yedei amoi, B'Shabbos, that a Yid who needs a refuah is allowed to go over to a goy in Shabbos and tell him to do a malacha d'araisa l'tzayrech refuah. So we see amira la'akum l'tzayrech refuah, even though we're telling him to do a malacha d'araisa, is mutter. U'mikchel einem b'dama hosam l'chay l'shein b'yisakone. So, lemikhel eino, I'm allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha di eraisa in Shabbos. Am I allowed to tell a goy to bury a yid who died in Shabbos? No. Taisi brought a gemara before, you're not allowed to tell. So, which is more choshuv? Kovid abriyas or tolche chayla shem b'yisakone? So we see that Tzolchei Chayla is more choshev. A Chayla is allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha d'araisa in Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a goy to be mekaber ha'meis in Shabbos. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, how is a Chayla permitted to be Isaac b'refuas yontev sheini? A bey is also. But let's talk about Kovod Abriyas. As a Yid allowed to be Mekaber HaMeis Yontev Sheini? Yes, that's the other thing that's said over there. Meis b'Yontev Sheini is asked by Yisrael. So if a Yid is allowed to do a Malacha D'Araisa, to be Mekaber HaMeis, and we see in Shabbos you're not allowed to tell a Goy to be Mekaber HaMeis, and you're allowed to tell a Goy L'Tzayrech Refuah, he should make a Refuah for me. So which is more Choshuv? Tzolchei Chayla is more choshuv than Kovod HaMeis. So if a Yid is allowed to be Mekaber HaMeis in Yontev, so what is the Gemara Klang Gashal? How is he allowed to be Merap himself? How is he allowed to take Chavuas? If they were Mata Afilu to do a Malachi Di Reise, Kovod HaMeis, Abad the Givis, they should be Mata L'Tzolch Chavuas. So Taisvah says, so if a one is per, a yid is permitted to be mekaber ameis. So afilu lichtoish samone beyond tev shenish shalishish, not only to be oisek erefuas, to do a melache the eraisi should also be muta yon tev sheni. A kal vachoyim aidei Yisrael. Lamai de prishnos ishaper de leke kal vachoyim em. But the way Taisus had said before, a meiridike zach, that Be'emison Tzolche Ameis is more choshev than anything. It's more choshev than Mile, it's more choshev than Tzolche Choyle. Why aren't you allowed to tell a goy to be Mekaber Ameis on Shabbos? That's because of a different reason. Because it's Mechuvah, Megune, Mesbayish, Shenikbar B'Shabbos, Shenase B'Isser Shabbos. So that's the end of the stasis. Now let us go back to Daf Pei Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom. Omar Rab Shmuel ben Achmeini. Omar Rab Yenison. Aloikeach ir be'eretz Yisrael. If a person purchased an ir in Eretz Yisrael, Kaifen Oisoi, so we force him. Now he has an ear that belongs to him. Is Kaifen Oisoi likach lo derech mi arba ruchaisel. So we force him now. He has to invest and to purchase or to make highways from all four sides. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That this ear that he has should be accessible to all the Eden, wherever a person is, he should be able to come to this year. If there are no highways there, so the Ayid cannot get to this year, it's not accessible to all the Eden. So we force him Alts Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that the year should be accessible for all Eden. So how can this come about? This comes about if he builds highways in all four directions. L'chayre, I saw the Eitzah brings down the Ha'ore. Why was this halacha said, Dafke, by if a person purchased an ear in Eretz Yisrael? And what if you have a ear in Eretz Yisrael? So we should force the Bnei Ha'ir that they should make highways. Why is this halacha not said? But Achsachmer, there's a poshet techilik. This is a chiyuv on the Baal Ha'ir. You have an ear, you have to make the ear accessible to Gantz Eretz Yisrael. That is Yishuv Ha'oretz. That's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you have 2,000 people living in an ear, there's not one person who possesses an ear. He lives in the ear, the other one lives in the ear. Each one has a chelik. I'm not mechuyev to make that my house should be accessible to all the aladruchu shabaylam. It's a chiyuv on the ear. So if a one possesses an ear, so that's his chiyuv, to make sure that his ear should be accessible to midaladruchais. That's the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you just live in an ear, so so each person who lives in the ear has no such chiyuv to see that the ear should be accessible to all over Eretz Yisrael, because the ear doesn't belong to me. I just have a house in this ear. So it is not my chiyuv. There's a din kaifim b'nei ye'ir an tzolchei ye'ir. If an ear needs a wall around it or other necessities, so then if since you're in this ear and you'll be deriving benefit from the schayme, so we can force you to be mishtatef, to help build the schayme, to help build the beis medrash, that's tzolchei ha'ir. But this is not tzolchei ha'ir. This is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The chiyuv to make this ear accessible to Gantz Klal Yisrael is only Mutal on the Baal Ha'ir. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Tana Rabbonon Asore Tnoim Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tnoim when he entered Eretz Yisrael. Sheyumarin Bechulshin. That if a person has Behemoth, we had this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Aval megadlin b'midbori shel eretz Yisrael." So she marin behemes b'chulshin in the forest, v'shaloi yakbid bal hayar al kach. The bal hayar should not be makbid. So in the perhersnes, we learned before, if a person is right next to the chulshim, he doesn't have to go through someone else's field or through his own field. So he has the bal hayar should not be makbid that the behemis are being mare in these chulshim. Takana number one. Takana number two, umelaktim eitzin besodai sayim. Umir de kezach, umelaktim asabim b'chol mokim, chutz mitilson. What does Rashi say? Umelaktim eitzim mistei chaveiroi. One is permitted to go into his chavis field and to be melaket eitzim. We'll see what kind of eitzim we're speaking about. Later we'll elaborate on these takonis. V'chein asabim l'machol behem. He's allowed to take asabim, pick asabim, be melaket eitzim and asabim l'machol behem. He goes into Yenim's field. We'll see Yenna doesn't have any benefit from these asabim or eitzim. So memela, I'm allowed to take them for my behem. Chutz misdei tilson. The malu lo asabim hagdele simo. The asabim, which are growing together with this tilson, so this enhances the tilson. Vatoshin, that means the bal hasode derives benefit from these asabim. Vatoshin mavsid es hatilson. So a person who will be tailish the asabim. So even mitzad asabim alone, we could say they're worthless, but if a person has a soda of tilson, he's deriving benefit from these asabim, so then you're not allowed to be melaket the asabim. Tilson mean kitnius ushma fanegria. This is called, it's a type of a kitnius, it's a type of a tavlin. In English, it's called a fenugreek. It's known in Eretz Yisrael as chilbe. Chilbe, it's a machel, teimoni, it's a sharp machel. They attribute it's a very healthy machel. And the teimonim know all about it. Al koponim, so in the sode of tilson, one is not permitted to be like it, the asabim, because he's being mafsid, the bal hasode. V'koitmen netiyais b'chol moki. And one is permitted to cut off branches b'chol moki. What does this mean? Koitmen netiyais min he'ilon. Koitem bat, a person is permitted to cut off a branch, lita, to plant, oila harkiv, or to graft, v'layakpid bal ha'ilam. This is a takon of Yeshua, mayur dikazach. I go into Yenim's field, and I go to the tree, and I take a branch, and I shall be able to plant the branch. This is takon of Yeshua. Chutz migreifiyosh shel zayis. Now what's chutz migreifiyosh shel zayis? We'll have here a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Chutz migreifiyosh shel zayis. Hakoytzeitz zeisov lisroif. A person cuts down his zayis tree. He wants to use the wood of the tree for fuel. Meiniach shtei greifiyos. So he leaves over two grefiyos. What is the translation of two grefiyos? Meloi shnei egrefim. The size of two tvochim, I think we're speaking about when he's cutting down the trunk of the tree, he has to leave over the ground level, two tvochim of trunk. If I sold the eitzim, I sold the zayis le'eitzim for fuel, but I didn't sell the tree. So when he cuts it, he has to leave over the shtei grefiyos in order to ensure that the tree will start growing again from these two grefiyos. V'hein machlifos umetzias badim. And now if new branches come out from these grefiyos, umisham ein liktoim netiya. Now from these badim that come out from these two tvochim, neshamafsid esa grefiyos. That means cutting a branch over here will be mafsid the ikar ilam. So, and that, there is no takonim. Let us see what Taisvi says. Chutz migreifiyoi shel zayis. Perish bekunteres meloi shnei egreifim. You have to leave over the height of two tvochim. Ubaorech perish greifiyois anofim. Va'anfei zayis kruyin greifiyois. That the Orech Lynch Pshat, you can cut all branches from all trees besides a branch of an olive tree. And even though we have an onof is a general terminology for all branches, but Taisva says, certain branches from certain trees have their own specific name. Va'anfei hazayis kruyin grefiyos. K'mo yichul b'teine. A branch of a teine is called a yichul. Uzmoira b'kfanim. By kfanim, they're called zmoires. Shekol echad yeshloi shem levadoi. V'hevi in the orech brings down a raya to this pshat. Hodoma b'breishis rabba v'ata kach lachom mikol machal asher yeyochel. So it says in Medrash, Zmoirois l'netiyois, Yechurim l'teinim, Grefiyois l'zeisim. So al koponim, the Orach says pshat that for some reason one is not permitted to cut any branches from a zayis tree. Zakhti Gemara Vaita, Umayon hayoitzi bitchile. Nei ha'ir mistapkim mimeno. What does Rashi say? Umayon betchila michodosh. That means, let's say, a mayon, a spring, comes out from Reuven's field. So the din is, b'nei ha'ir mistapkim mimeno. Now it flows over goes over his field. And goes into other places. So the B'nai Ha'ir have a right to use this water, even though, theoretically, the water originates from Reuven's field. So L'maisa, L'chei Reuven can say, I'm sorry, you want to use the water, pay for it. It's my water. So Yeshua made a takone that even new water that comes out is... The water that leaves his field is permissible for the B'nai Ha'ir to derive benefit from it. Why is this at the con of the B'nai Ha'ir? V'chol shkei mayonos yishonim shayimim Moshe Yeshua. If there was an old mayon that zicher was nichlal and takonos Yeshua, that the B'nai Ha'ir can derive benefit from it. Let us see Taisvis. Umayon hayoitzi betchila b'nei ha'ir mistapke mimeno. L'may da'om alekamon, de tenoim shehisne Yeshua afilo b'chutz lo'etz. these tenoim that Yeshua made was lav davke neretz Yisrael, was in chutz laaretz also. Yesh letmoye hoda oma bepeire kol atzlomim, the zegmon of Eidu Zohar, hamishtacheve lemayon meimov mal lenesoch. Now let us just for a few minutes explain what the shayla of the Gemara is. A person was mishtacheve to a mayon. And the Gemara clears, what's pshat in this ishtachavoye? Is he being mishtachve to his reflection that he sees in the mayon? So he's worshipping himself, not the mayon. Or he's being mishtachve to the water. To the water, he's being mishtachve to the water. Fine. Now, if he's being mishtachve to the water, so the water is nevad. So he's worshipping the water. The water is nevad. The loch is, though, that nevad, there's no iser nevad b'mechubel. That something that's mechubel, not tolosh, there's no iser nevad. So afilu, he intends to be mishtachve to the water, it shouldn't be nesa lehedyet. But nevad is also legavoya. Nevad is also legavoya. So mameila, that is the shayla of the Gemara. A mishtachve lemayon meimov maul nesochim. Are you allowed to use the water for nesochim? And that's the yisayda shayla. Is the mayon nevad? Is it not nevad? Uposhetlei mihoda omar mayim shel rabim ein nesochim. That means if the mayim belongs to a rabim, ein nesorim, elochei repshat is, ein oedom oiser dover she'enei shaloi. That means, so a filo will say his intent is to worship the mayon, but since the mayon belongs to a rabim, so the Gemara that have, I mean, this will say a taisel on the subshat. There was a public mayon, and this person goes over and mishtachve to the mayon. So the Gemara calls a shayla, is it nesa legavoya? Is it nesa lenesochim? Mar says there's no shayla whatsoever. It's a mayon shel rabbi, mayim shel rabbi, mayim nesochim, because any other mayon over shayne shalai. So the Gemara says, "Mishani didn't marry." No, we're claiming a different shaila. We're claiming a shaila that originated from his karka. Originated from his karka. So this is his mayan. This is his mayan. So mamel, it's not mayim shel rabim. So we have to clear a shaila. Did he mean to worship his image, or did he mean to worship the mayan? Frag toisves, but not toisves a kasha. The Gemara says later that Takonis Yeshua was Afilu and Chutz Loretz. So Afilu had originated from his Kalkim. But it's still, it says the Bnei Heir Mistapkim Imenu. So it's weiter a Mayon Shel Rabin. If it's weiter a Mayon Shel Rabin, so what's the teretz of the Gemara? Vashtakati Shel Rabin Mitna Yeshua. So before we'll see Taisvis Teretz, I'd like to say over, they bring that in the Teretz from Dimrei Tzvi. Dimrei Tzvi wants to say as follows. He wants to say that Al Takonish Yeshua, the Takona was, B'nei Ha'ir Mistapkim Mimenu. They're allowed to use the water. So what is Pshat? Kol's man, the water is running, they're not shy of the water, it's his water, it's coming from his mind. But like this, theoretically, if it's his water, he can say, so what right do you have to use my water? So it tells, no, I have a right to use your water. So they're permitted to be shoyev. That was the takana, to be shoyev from the mine. But Kol's man, the water they weren't shoyev is taka his water. So my male said, the Gemara saying, a good teretz, it's a mine shel yochid. That's what he wants to emphasize with kash. Taisvis says a different teretz. Taisvis says, v'yesh lachalek, Ben Yoitzei Me'elov L'Torach Boi V'Chafori. Taisha says that the Takon of Yeshua was, if all of a sudden a spring jutted out of his property, so Mamela, that Yeshua said, you should share it. So the Bnei here. But if a person was Torach Boi V'Chafori, so Mamela, then Yeshua never said that this has to be shared with the Bnei Ha'ir, and that's Pshan, the Gemara Navi de Zohar, was told by Chafore, this is Take Amayin Shal Yoch. Let us go back to the Gemara. Umechakin biyamo shel Tverye ubilvad shelo yifrois kela. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi umechakim matilin chika lotzoid dogim. A chika is a hook. So memela, we have to understand like this. Tverye was in the chelik of Naphtali. So lechayre, one should say, so what are you doing in Yam Shel Tverye? This is belongs to Naphtali, but you don't have any right to fish there. This was also Takonis Yeshua, that everyone, all the Shvatim, are permitted. All the Shvatim are permitted to fish in Biyamashel Tverye, but it matters how. With Matila, with a chayk, that means with a hook, you're allowed to fish with a hook. Matilan, chika lotzei dogin. Biyamashel Tverye, ba'af al pi shebechelek naftali hoisekula, kedemrinu lakamon. Af al pi kain, this was Takonis Yeshua, everyone is allowed to fish there. Ubelvad shlo yifreis kela, veyamid es asfina. So Rashi says, shlo yifreis kela, derech tzayodim, litkoya yiseidois. That means the professional fishermen, they didn't catch fish only by throwing in carrying a fishing rod and catch one fish at a time. They did more than that. They made derech tzayodim litkoya yiseidois. They used to put spikes on the karkoi samayim. The lasois gidrei kanim bamayim, and they made walls. They attached kanim from spike to spike. And there was a large enfenced area under the water. And this, it seems, was some sort of a trap to trap fish. And here one could trap a lot of fish. So it would seem this sophisticated trap prevented the ships from going freely on the Yamashel Tverye. So Mamela, this is awesome. Let us see Taisvis. Umechakin biyamashel Tverye, kol odom. Everyone is permitted to go with a fishing rod. Ubelvad shelo yifreis kela nami lechol odom. This iser to make this kela, which blocked the traffic of the ships, this is also a filo for the bnei Naphtali. A filo abay lematzman kedesanya lekamon. Shehisnu ashvotim zeim ze, that they won't do this. Avol tzot hu b'machmoyreis uberishtais. But there was a third way of catching fish, which was with types of nets and traps, which it seems these did not prevent the ships from going through. The Bailim were permitted to use nets and michmeiris, so therefore there are three aloches. Rishtis and michmeiris is only mutter for the Bnei Naphtali. With the chika matilim, chika is mutter for everyone. And no one is permitted to make a kela. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Venifnin la chayri ageda, vafilo besoda malaya kalchim. La chayri ageda, la kama meforish lo, לנצרחו אלו ליטל הימנו צרר לקנח, ואף על פי שפרץ אס הגדר, אמר די כזך, that this is since this from the Tzorchei Ho'odom, there was no plumbing facilities, Bizman Yeshua, so Memele, so there, this was one of Takonos Yeshua, that a person who's Mefan himself, Achayrei Geder is permitted to take a stone from the Geder, the Kaneach has Atzmei, a Tzreir from the Geder, Afa Pisha Peretz has a Geder. I think there's a Machlokes Rishonim if he has to pay for it, if he doesn't have to pay for it, but I'll kopon him, this was the Takon. Let's go further. Umahalchin Bishvilei Orishus Ad Sheteiret Reviyo Shniya. And let us see what Rashi says. Umahalchen bishvilei harishus. Stam b'nei odom, stam people, mishichnisu tfuosom atshas hazriyem. Lochere, the zman hachnos of the tfue was the zman haosif, sukkis time. Atshas hazriyem, till the zman they started planting, Mavkirim, so they say him, Likonis ben kol odom, Lekatzer es haderech shleyakiv. So a person who has a field, he realizes that it's very difficult to walk around the whole field in order to get to one's destination. So by him, what does it matter for him? The tfuah, there's no tfuah anymore in the field. So memele stambnei odom, a mavkir, so they say him, it could be used as a shvil, as a shortcut. V'hein ikroim shvilei horishus, l'fi sheberishus oisen, v'hisne Yeshua sheloi yakpidu al kach. Now, this is a shvera Rashi, the Teres Chaim asks on Rashi. Rashi starts off by saying, stam b'nei odom, Mavkirin, so they say him, Likonis ben. So that's Tambadio, that's a mensch is maskim. So what was Takonis Yeshua? Shreik Pidwa Kach, and no, people are in Makbid. I think there's a grise in the Teres Chaim, but I think the Teres Chaim means to say, according to Rashi, he doesn't God like Rashi's Pshat, but I think he means to say, according to Rashi, that the takon of Yeshua was on the mit b'nei Adam. There's a mit b'nei Adam who are makpidim. And that was takonis Yeshua, that it says, abchinev is an enev is a leichosel, so memele, you should permit everyone to make a shortcut through your field. Ad sheteireit revi oshniya, Zmana b'yutzayim b'machesh, when this was the second rain that fell, k'nemrine b'taynis, ma'oz v'hola azriya tzaymachas, v'koshelo drises haregol, so then the drises haregol will be mazik the field, so memele, then one is not permitted. There was no takonim. U'mistalkin l'tzidei hadrochim, b'pnei yiseidais hadrochim. Let us see Rashi. Mistalkim letzidei hadrochim b'choleis. A person is allowed to walk on the sides of the derech. Now, on the sides of the drochim, we have to realize there were fields that were on the sides of the drochim. And Yeshua made a takone, one is permitted to walk on the fields, v'afilu bizman shehatfu ebesodeis. Hivker l'chol odom, lehistalek min haderech, mitnei hayeseidois, we'll see, because of these yeseidois, it was very difficult to walk into the derech, it was very bumpy, v'likoneis l'gvul stei chaveroi, v'leilech al hametzer, eitzel haderech. So he was permitted to go l'gvul stei chaveroi, v'leilech al hametzer, eitzel haderech. He's allowed to enter Yenem's field. He walks on the boundary, even though he's going to Yenem's Rishus. But since it's very difficult to walk on the Drochim because of the Yesedis. Bibnei Yesedis HaDrochim, Bimoisa Chame Yove Shatit. The Nasa ki Yesedis, Mokem Drisa Sa'odom Ubehime, Shedorsu Som Bimoisa Chorev, The Nasu Kishechisois. I think Rashi means that in the winter, when there was the rain season, so the street was one piece of mud. So when people walked and behemoths walked, so their footprints pushed down the ground, and the ground was very, very bumpy. Now when the winter wasn't too gefährlich, because everywhere was muddy. But Al Kaponim, when it became summer, so it dried up, and then all of a sudden there was an obstacle course, the Drochim, because of all the Yesedis, which came about from the impressions that the footsteps of the Adam and Behema made, Simameila, so they were matter that one is permitted to go B'stei Chaveroi, and walk on the Meitzah. Further, Vatoye Bein HaKromim, a person got lost between the Kromim. He doesn't know where he is. He's surrounded with vines. He doesn't know how to get out of here. Mavsig V'oile, Mavsig V'yoyret. Zetrashi menatek zmeires anoishveis hameakveis oisoi is being blocked. He has to get out, and there are zmeires which are blocking him. Boil of yer that shemaitzis a derech till he finds the derech. I think it is also machlokes if there's a chiyuv to pay. Umeis mitzvah koine mekoime. In the last account was that umeis mitzvah is koine mekoime. Mokem zetrashi mekoime mokem shenofar shom beis moisoi. Kone lekvura. This was at hakone. You bury him there. Ve'ein bala sode ma'akev olov. Amir dikezach. A person never died in the middle of a field. That's mokem kvurosoi. And the bala sode cannot be ma'akev. Now we're going to start explaining the takonas. Shiyumarin bechurshin omar apope lo yamoron elo dako begase. A behemoth dake in a huge forest churshin avol dako bedake. But if you have a behemoth dake in a small forest, or vigase begase, or you have a behemoth gase even in a large forest, loy, pechoshke in gaso bedake deloy. That means the damage will be much too great for the bal ha-churshin, so that they will not matter. But as Rashi say, dake behemoth dake biyargase, She'eino mechalo es ho'ilonis. Now, Rashi is very unclear, because Bemison, there are two pshatim in the Gemara. The Shita Mekabetzah says two pshatim. One pshat is, gasa means ayar godel u'mesuvech ad laharbe, she'ein ahezek nikaboy kolkach. That means it's a tremendous yar. So, memele, so a Bein Medake will not be able to do too much damage there. The Rambam Shita is that it doesn't go on the size of the yar, it goes on the size of the trees in the yar. It seems the behemoth that's going in the yar, I think the behemoth is roya on the grass that's in the yar, but it could trample down the trees. But if we have Ilonis Gasim, so it won't do any damage to the trees. So others learn the dakot begasa, the gas is going on the size of the yar, the chulshin, and others learn that it's going on the size of the trees in the chulshin. And Rashi is very unclear. Daka be medaka biya gase she'ena machala es eilonais. So it's one of these two pshotim. Umelaktim eitzim misodai sayim. And one is permitted to be malaket eitzim. Lo yamoron elo behizmi vehigi. This is davke, not stam eitzim. We're speaking about a snare or a koitzim. Avol bishar eitzim loy. He says these inyonim are not choshu by the bailim. So mamela is the one that's permitted to go in and take it lamachal behemtai. That it's a mechuba, so I'm allowed to cut it off. I will betlush him, but if it's talush ready, so the Bailam cut it off for himself. So that seems he needs it. So then you're not allowed to take it for yourself. The whole shimush is mistama lamachal behemeh. So it seems this is not a hefsid for the Bailam. I will be Yaveshim Loi. But if these Eitzim are dried up already, so then it's usable as fuel. So then Yeshua did not make a takona. Ubilvad Shaloi Yesharish. And that what we said. By Mechaborim Lachim, one is permitted to be malakit, that's tafke, to cut them, but not to pour it out, to pull it out with the roots. Zot Rashi, avul betlushim achi shetorach aleim balasode, v'tolshon, osalitlom didaite alayu, then the balasode wants to use them for himself. Zot Gemara vayta, umelaktin asabin b'chol mokim, chutz mistei tilson. That a person is permitted to be malaket asabim b'chol mokim, because b'chol mokim, really, the owner of the field has no use for the asabim. So that was Tekonis Yeshua. Chutz mistei tilson, so Rashi had said, the mali lo asabim agdei leisimo, patilshon mafsides atilson. So that's so it seems asabim in the state tilson is a cheshivis for the tilson. So mele there, one is not permitted to be malakate. Le memre, the tilson malulo asabim. So it seems that tilson is malulo asabim. Reminu, so the Gemara says, aleshu akasha. Tilson, she also imine asabit, ein mechayvin oisoi lakel. So this is a kloyim dikeshayla, and we have to see Rashi and Tosfos what this aloche means, and to understand what the Gemara's kash is. Let us see Rashi. A mechayven oisai laker asabim imeno. Mishum kloyim, lefi de balkochoi osid litlom, shemafsid es atilsom. So Rashi learns pshat in this Mishnah, that be'emison there'd be a svara to say, if tilson and asabim are growing together, they should be called kloyim. But we're not mechayev him to be oiker the asabim, because Yizich is going to be oiker the asabim eventually. The Baal Kochoi also litlom shemavsid es hatilsom. So since it's oimid litolesh, so there's no climb the kishayla. Even though I wasn't tolesh, but it's oimid litolesh. It won't remain. So Mamela, there's no problem. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, just told Cheshbon, so I'm asking Akasha. So the Mishnah says that Asabim growing together with Tilson is Oimidli Tolish. Why is it Oimidli Tolish? Because it's Mafsid the Tilson. So that's the way you said. You said that a sabim in a soda tilson is a mile for the tilson. That is the Gemara's kasha. Now let us see Tosfos. Ein mechayven oisei laka, perish pekuntris, shal kochich osid litlom, lefi shemafsidin es atilson. Vekoshe leperush. Now Tosfos is going to ask two kloyim de kekashas. The ein mechayven mashme, Shein also, now the Rishash makes a hago, Mashar Melech, Bahano Chosoi. It would seem that there's no Issel to leave it like that. Now let me just explain for 1 minute what the reason of this hago is. It says, Shein also Bahano Chosoi, Taisus asking a kash, it is also ba'ano. So this they say, Klai Zroim is not also ba'ano. Klai Akerem is also ba'ano, but Klai Zroim is not also ba'ano. So Taisus has a problem, it's also ba'ano, so it's never also ba'ano. So that is why there's the guys, Shein also ba'ano chose. Now, what is Taisus asking? Taisus is asking as follows. Rashi said, he doesn't have to tear it now, he doesn't have to tear it out now, because eventually he's either going to tear it. So this episode, Heta from Kola Oimed, Litloish, eventually he's going to tear it. So Mamela, so that is why he doesn't have to tear it now. Rektach Taisus, the Loshen is not Mashma like that. The Loshen Ein Mechayven Oisei Laker means the Ein Mechayven Mashmishen also Banachos, you can leave it there forever. That's the Mashmois. The Mashmois is you can leave it there forever. They Mashen also Banachosoi. So the Loshen is not Mashmid, where Rashi says Pshat. Rashi says Pshat because it's Oimid Litzloi. So I'm gonna take it away, so. So I'm going to take away Sagasai tomorrow, so it's Nishkevela. The Loshna is Mashme, you can leave it there. And if you can leave it there, why can you leave it there? Lamais, it's Klai. Va'oit, then Taisa's another Kasha. This Afilu Naniach, that it's Oimed to be taken away eventually, but Taisa says, but if a person, the Im Misyayish, if now he's not tearing it out, why can we be mechayivim? The ike isak shemisyayish. That means kloyim, which has to be torn out. If you let it grow, say in Nafeshim, speak about now klaya kerem, but al koponim, let's just say the halacha, Now, let's just explain Taisa's second kasha. Taisa's second kasha is as follows. The din is that Klai Kerem is taka osabano. Now, if a person is in his Kerem and he sees a Yerik there, but let's say he's a distance away of the Yerik. He's middle of doing other things. He's not mechuyev to stop whatever he's doing and to go there and to be yoike the Yerik. He's going towards that area. So he says, when I'll get there, I'll be yoike it. That's sufficient. There's no problem. If it's daitoi laker and you're going there, so you're not mechuyev to push everything away and go there now. That's 100% true. L'ch'she'echze el kotena. But what if he passes it by and he says, I want to do some other things first, and then I'll come back. So then the din is, since he left it already, he had an opportunity to be oiker the kloim, and he wasn't oiker it, for hoisev masayim osa, and then it grew together 1/200th, after he left the Teh Tzotzosabano by Klai Akar. So Al Kaponim, Satoysis is asking on Rashi, what kind of alumnus is this? He's zicher going to the Balkoche Yosid Litlam Shemavsidas Atilson. He's going to take it. Well, what's that? He's going to take it. But why didn't he take it now? Stamazay to push it off for later. So just like we find by Klaya Kerem that the it becomes Nessa, who Adin, it should be Nessa over here also. You know why he's not mechuyev? Not the way Rashi says, because he's going to be yoikre. The lucky isure. There's no isa whatsoever. Shrei hu lo yzorei. He didn't plant it. Al me'aleyem bo. That means talsin she'olso imine yasabim. That means there was no intent to plant kloyim. It grew up, it seems, in the Zroim, there were other minim there, so when it started growing, these things grew also. So he's not a Zereya Kloim. That's number one. Because he had no intent of planting two minim. And what about the Issa of Mekayim Kloim? Now, if the Issa of Mekayim Kloim is a Machlekes HaBekiv in the Chachamim, if this such an Issa. Since he doesn't want it. So the Chazanish in Kloim, Perik Beis Ois Yudalev, says as follows. Kiven the loy nichele, since he wasn't zayreya kloim and he doesn't want it, ain klam kloim klal. So this is a meir de kiven. This is what Taisvis is telling us. Taisvis is telling us if there's a mixture of meaning which he did not create, and he's not niche with this mixture whatsoever. It's loy nichele, so it doesn't get a shame kloim. So even though Rabbi Kiva holds, even though I wasn't Zereya Kloim, there's an Issa Mekayim Kloim, that's if it is a Shem Kloim. The Taicha of Kloim is a mixture that I want to exist. But Kivin Delei Nichalei, Kivin De Koshul Asabim, so it's not called Kloim. Well, Rabbi Kiva, it's the Riftam, a Peg Basra, the way the Zorah, the Makais, a Mekayim, but Kloim like it. So Rabbi Kiva says there's an issa of Mekayim Bekloim. Nataisu says, now we're speaking about this member of Rabbi Kiva, I have to inform you that you have to learn this lotion with a grain of salt. The Lav Malkis Mamish, the Lav Shem by Maisu, Elisur Balmo, but it's an issa. There's an issa to be Mekayim Kloim, but that is if it has a Shem Kloim. But if it's Loi Nichele, he doesn't want the Taruvis, so Mela doesn't have a shame. Kloim, so it's not called Mekayim Kloim. It's command the lesson. Inami. So it comes out a little modne that this Hamishna is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Inami, I feel the Rabbonin it's the Rech. According to the Rabbonin, there's no Issa of Mekayim Kloim. But Behecha de Nichele, if it would be Nichele, even though he wasn't Zereya, Chayvu, Chachamim, Shalyach, Shedu, Shezorah. So the Chachamim are mechayiv him. They shouldn't be choshed him. That means if it's Nichele, people might think he planted it. So that's why, so it could be it's a chiddush of Hill according to the Chachamim. That since it's Lai Nichele, so there's no, people will never think that he wanted it, he planted it. So Memela, so therefore, you're not mechuyev to be yoiker it, because they'll never say that he planted it. V'ha denokat talsen she'olso im minei asabim. L'cheire, it's a very modern lotion. L'cheire, the asabim are the weeds. The tilson is the plant. That's the, and it's tilson. And it says, Tilson Sha'olsa Mine Absabim. It means he wanted to plant Asabim. And when he planted the Asabim, he saw there was some Tilson there. Well, I knock at Tilson Sha'olo Imay Asabim. It should have been the other way around. mean, the Iker is the Tilsa, not the Sabbath. Revusa Noket, Afilo Shemiskaven Lizroya Trilo Shal Zroy. He wanted to plant a Sabbath. Vatilsen Olam Eilo. Afilo Ochi, even the Hashtemiele Nichele Vizroy Machmas Atilsen Sholay Machai Benoiselak. Amir de Kazak. There was a Zriya for a Sabbath. He wanted a Sabbath. But now, God, it happened that in these asabim, there was a mixture of tilson seeds, and tilson started growing, which is a metziah gedoyla. So now he doesn't want the asabim, because the asabim are mekalkul the tilson. So memela, so the din is that, he's allowed to keep it there, because there's no nichusa of the kloyim. Al Koponim, what do we see from here? We see from here that, that Asabim and Tilson are, the Asabim are kosher at Tilson. He doesn't want it. And so why did Yeshua make a takone that, that you're allowed to be melaket Asabim besides a stay Tilson? A stay Tilson, what's the problem? It's also no good there. Says Ben Hilchas Kloim, it's no good. He doesn't want it. It's Mekalkul the Tilsa. Omar Rav Yirmiya Loikash. Kan Lezera. Kan Lezira. It matters if he, what he wants to derive from the Tilsa. If he wants it to use, the Tilsa grows, there are like peas in a pod, it looks like there are like seeds of the stilson. So if he planted it for the seeds, to make seeds, to grow seeds, he wants to use it for the seeds. Now, Gavuche, if you wait to use the seeds, you wait till it dries up. You let it grow there much longer till the plant dries up. Mkan lezirin. Or, he wants to eat the stems. The stems are eaten when they're lach. Lizera, if he wants to use the seeds, koshelo asabim. So then asabim are not good. The makreshilo, it takes away from the yanika of the seeds. So it takes away the eches, the cheshivis of the seeds. So he doesn't want asabim. Lezirim malilo, but if he wants to eat the stems, so then asabim are very good. The chikaime beinei asabim, if you have a tilson which is between asabim, milkevo, so it rests on the asabim. It seems these stems are very weak. And it seems perhaps in the they would readily break. But if you have asabim, they're surrounded with asabim, so they rest on the asabim, so it's good for the tilson. And that is pshat in what Yeshua said, that a stay tilson, you're not allowed to be malakit asabim. We're speaking about a stay tilson, which is oimed lezirin, it's oimed that the stem should be eaten. If you want the stems to be eaten, so then you want asabim in the field to support the stems. What does Rashi say? Kan shetchilos nemedus lezera, kan shezor lecher lazirin, which is the stems. The milkivo mispashetes v'goydelas ala asabim, it spreads over the asabim. V'nasin lo smiche kein dalis shel kerem, a trellis that supports the vine, so this supports the stems. Zuktaisvis kan lezirin, ahi dechutz mistei tilson lezirin demailolo. That what we said, that Yeshua was not matter. That Yeshua was not matter a stay tilson means if the owner of this field wants to use the tilson for zirim to eat the stems. Vim taima. fragt Toisves, amoyer de kekashe. Now, by Zirim, he wants this combination. He wants the Sabim and the Zirim. The Sabim are Mahane the Zirim. So he wants both to grow together. So now there should be an Issa Kloyim. The whole reason we said before, Taisvah says, if it's like Nichele, doesn't have a shame Kloyim. But by Zirim, it is Nichele. He wants both to go together. In time, Akivan Dike Issa Kloyim, Amai Osa Lalake, Loma Perakama de Mayat Kotna, Shatiknu Shim Avkirin Kolasoda, Shiesh by Kloyim. Now, let me just explain Taisvah's Kashet. The Chazanish in Kloim says as follows. Be'ikar ha-hefker nire, that what they were mafker, a person who possessed a field, that there was Kloim in the field, so the Chazanish nire, shle'omu chachomim shazerei Kloim b'sadeyu, o yamekayim ha-reihu hefker. There wasn't such a thing, oh, you have Kloim in your field, it's hefker. Ela achrei, sheshluchei bezn ha-yumoytzim b'sade Kloim, the shluchei bezn had to be mafkeret. Mishum knaso. That means shalai hiskino ikshechizu olav beechad ba'ada. Beechad ba'ada. The Mishnah says in shkolim machizim ala kloim. So ala shkolim ala kloim. So they were machiz on the kloim. That meant everyone should go out to this field, see if this kloim growing, get rid of it, and they had time to do it. Echveis, a month later, we have Eshluchi Bezna going out to inspect the field. Rabid, you already informed what's happening over here. Va'av, zikta chazenish, va'av la'acher shehiziru, bechabod olayivkiru, achigiu ashluchim, bekoyech bezden vivkiru. I mean, then, they saw, you were warned, the Eshluchi Bezna came, and he still letting it grow, they were mafka the field. So Taisus Kash isn't, so why did Yeshua Asa its hefker? Shetik nishim mafkir and kol asodah shesh bekloim. So the Chazanish, that the Kash is, it's not hefker yet. Now the Kash is, the Chazanish says, given the b'chol moke malaktim, Yeshua made a takone that you could be malaket asam molov. Lama lo yelakdu mistei tilson. Av shem avside denech leben. Loikol Yisrael mazorin loikra. That means he's not permitted to hold it. He's mechuyev to get rid of it. Yeshua said, don't get rid of it because he needs it. Achman otzoni, this guy's a shegetz. So the he's not allowed to have it there. So why should Yeshua bend back backwards and say, don't take it out because Nebuch, he has the hefsid. He's not a Nebuch, he's a shegetz. He's not allowed to grow the asam. Sure, he's deriving a benefit from it, but it's kloim. We're speaking about over here that there's no shir, kidisnavim seches kloim, umayis labameicha peiris kol sosh yesh beiroiva hakav miminacha yemayim. This means as follows. If you have a saw of Zroim, and in this saw you have a roiva akav, of another mean, mixed up in the saw, you should make it a little less than the roiva akav, and then you're allowed to plant it, and whatever grows is mutter. So memele, so we're speaking about over here that it's not kloim, because it became bottle b'shasa was ma'uriv al Zroim. So Memele, so he's allowed to keep it. So this person is having a hefsid. So on this, Yeshua said, you're not allowed to be malaket asap.